USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden came under fire Thursday for the creation of the Disinformation Bureau, created under his Homeland Security Department. Critics are sounding the alarm, saying this is just a way for the government to police free speech online. Missouri Senator Josh Hawley called the new board a disgrace that was designed to monitor all American speech. The Food and Drug Administration on Thursday proposed two new rules that would ban menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars. FDA Commissioner Robert Califf announced the new rules while testifying before a congressional subcommittee, saying that these actions are appropriate for the protection of the public health.
These proposed product standards, if finalized, would represent a public health victory, helping significantly reduce youth initiation and increase the chances that current smokers quit.
USA Radio News.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Capel here, serial entrepreneur. I started my first business in the basement of a factory over 30 years ago. We had no heat and no air conditioning. Instead of customers, our office visitors were rats, birds, flies, and snakes. Our office flooded often, and we used blankets as our office walls. We were broke and needed customers. Years later, I formed my fifth successful business, Patriot Software, which has attracted tens of thousands of customers with our easy accounting and payroll software used by accountants and non-accountants alike. Go to PatriotSoftware.com, use promo code RADIO, and get 2 months of accounting and payroll software free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Accusing the country's largest oil and gas companies of a half-century campaign of deception, California Attorney General Rob Bonta opened an investigation Thursday into the possible role the companies played promoting the idea that plastics could be recycled in an effort to manipulate the public to buy more of it. In a reply, ExxonMobil said it rejects the allegations made by the California Attorney General and highlighted that it is the first company to use what is referred to as an advanced recycling technology. More layoffs are taking place at Ford Motor Company.
Ford is slashing nearly 600 jobs. That includes salaried employees and contract workers in the engineering department. The automaker saying this is the latest adjustment as it shifts from building vehicles powered by internal combustion engines to focusing on electric vehicles. The CEO saying the company needs totally different talent in an effort to restructure.
That's Tim Berg reporting on USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
Former President Barack Obama gave a speech with the Stanford Cyber Policy Center where he called for more government control over the information you are allowed to see. Obama said government control is what's needed to protect democracy.
All of us have an opportunity to do what America has always done at our best, which is to recognize that even when the source code is working, the status quo isn't, and we can build something better together. This is an opportunity. It's a chance that we should welcome for governments to take on a big, important problem and prove that democracy and innovation can coexist. It's a chance for companies to do the right thing. You'll still make money, but you'll feel better. It's a chance for employees of those companies to push them to do the right thing. Because you've seen what's out there and you want to feel better. It's a chance for journalists and their supporters to figure out how do we adapt old institutions and those core values that made those institutions valuable. How do we adapt that to a new age?
Soon after President Obama's speech, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, with her own disinformation problems, also commented, "Online information needs to be regulated in order for governments to fight alleged disinformation." Lance Pry, USA Radio News.